The headline finding of the report is that 4,921 Afghans were either killed or injured in the first half of 2015. That is civilians, non-combatants, people who are not participating in the conflict, died in the first 6 months of this year. This level is simply unacceptably high. And no doubt it has been disturbing that year on year there has been an increase in the number of civilian casualties. But I think we've lost sight of the overall figure that is truly horrendous as a measurement of the collateral damage that this conflict causes. And I think it's time now to focus on the extent of disruption and loss that the society bears, even if there were to be a minimal decrease in the overall level of civilian casualties.
The conflict has intensified and many lives have been affected as a result. And the stats don't really reveal the true cause of this conflict. What's your comment?
I absolutely agree. And I think there's no doubt that the way we present our report, which really does concentrate on demonstrating a rigorous methodology, one could well lose the horror of bombs in civilian communities, IEDs on roads used by civilians, mortars into high-density civilian urban areas. And the impact of these methods of war should be better reflected and described in terms of the widows, the loss of breadwinners, and the impact that this has on families, communities, and survivors, the shredded bodies of young children and old people, and in these devastating bombs in the marketplace. And I think we would do well to reflect on the consequences of this for the victims and the victims' families.
What's your expectation to all parties to the conflict?
You know, we've gone to some lengths to make them aware that there are these 4,921 innocent Afghans who have been killed or injured. What we would like to see from them is a recognition of this loss. And quite frankly, we've had some success in getting all the parties to the conflict to recognize that civilian casualties must be avoided. And this they have done through public affirmations of their commitment. What we want to see is the translation of public statements into effective measures. So we want to see not just politicians and the spokespeople commit to avoiding civilian casualties. We'd like to see those who have it within their power to reduce civilian casualties, who make the decisions on the battlefield, take into account the need to avoid civilian casualties.